Welcome everyone to day 36 of the Winter Feast for the Soul. Let's begin on this sunny, chilly morning by taking a nice deep breath in. Long, slow breath out. Let yourself settle into your seat, finding that sense of groundedness. Feeling the weight of the body on your seat. And just taking a moment to let go of the morning you've already had, the things you figured out, the things you didn't. Be plenty of time later. Also let go of what you're anticipating for your practice today. For the day as it unfolds, for spring, planting flowers, not today. And I want to invite you to just turn your attention to how things are for you right now. What's it like to be you right now? See if you can meet whatever that experience is with a sense of kindness and gentleness, kind of warm acceptance of how things are for you. So beginning with your body, noticing how your body is this morning, whether it's tired or tense or relaxed. Just noticing. Noticing things you like, things that are pleasant or comfortable or uncomfortable, just noticing. And then shifting your attention from your body to your heart. What's in your heart this morning? The feelings and emotions, the ones you like, contentment, excitement, happiness, and even the ones you don't like, lonely, sad, frustrated. Noticing, meeting with a sense of kindness and gentleness. And then shifting from your heart to your mind. Just noticing how your mind is this morning. Noticing if it's racing or foggy or stuck. Just noticing that general quality of mind. How the thoughts are arising and hopefully passing. And then coming back to just a general sense of how you are right now. And continuing our discussion of mindfulness, right mindfulness, today's topic is mindfulness of life. Of being able to bring all of the things we've been doing on the cushion or on our chair in a kind of formal sense into our life as we walk out of the studio or get up from our chair or cushion, wherever we are at home, and still remaining present. And as I was thinking about this morning, I was thinking about one of the wonderful traditional practices in monastic cultures are the temple bells. So every once in a while, the bells just ring, and everyone gets a chance to pause and do exactly what we just did, which is check in with ourselves. Notice how we are. Notice our body, heart, and mind. Be present, and then carry on. And so we can set up this habit of just checking in with ourselves momentarily through the day. Because I don't know about you, I can't maintain this for very long. You know, I get caught up in my thoughts, I get caught up in what I'm about to do next and what I didn't get done yesterday. But building this habit of being able to just pause, particularly when we end one thing and we're about to begin another. So really allowing ourselves to make that transition. And actually, that tends to be more satisfying at the end of the day if we can acknowledge things we've accomplished or finished or gotten done, pause, and move on to the next thing. And it turns out that's actually that sense of satisfaction that we're looking for when we're multitasking and trying to get everything done. That feeling of like, of just accomplishing something or just finishing it or just focusing. The mind actually likes to focus. So having this habit of being able to pause in between things, end of class, before we move out into the world, or finish our meditation, move on to the next thing, do the dishes, finish, and move on. So I invite you to find ways to integrate just a momentary pause to be able to check in with yourself, feel that sense of presence throughout your day. I wouldn't suggest buying one of those very expensive things that you put on your wrist that says pause. You don't need to do that. Don't spend that much money. We already have notifications for everything else. You could have a notification for that. Or you could do something simple like as you pass through a doorway. Doorways are transitions. Before you get up from your computer to go do whatever it's next. Before you get out of your car to walk up home, just take that moment to pause. Check in with yourself. Notice what it feels like to be present. And the more we do it in a momentarily kind of way, I think that's the right word, the more we can build it in and it'll become more familiar. We'll long for it. We'll long for it. It'll become a home base. So let's practice. Again, taking our seat, finding that sense of groundedness, feet on the floor, seat on the seat, weight of the body. From that sense of groundedness, feeling the length of your back, upright but not rigid, allowing the shoulders to be relaxed, a sense of opening and softening in front. Resting your hands comfortably. Connecting to ease wherever you feel it. Allowing the mind to rest in the stillness of the body and the warmth and friendship of our practice together.